The Lewis and Clark expedition spent 3 winters on the trail and built 3 forts, one at Camp Dubois in present-day Illinois, the next on the icy plains of North Dakota, and the third on the coast of Oregon. Each fort had unique characteristics that helped keep the men protected from the elements and safe from possible attack. What each of these forts had in common was that each was designed by the same man, Patrick Gass. Patrick Gass was a sergeant with the Corps of Discovery and had a background in carpentry. He was born in Pennsylvania in 1771 and joined the Army in 1789. When Captain Lewis was looking for good, strong men to join the journey to the Pacific, Patrick Gass went directly to Lewis to apply. Later in life, Patrick Gass said that it was his strength and enthusiasm that got him a position with the expedition. When Sergeant Floyd died early in the journey, the men of the Corps of Discovery voted on his replacement, and the nod went to Patrick Gass. Sergeant Gass was a carpenter and a valuable member of the Corps of Discovery. He was constantly being called upon to use his talent to build winter quarters, dug out canoes, and simple wagons for the portage at the Great Falls. His observations on how the Indians built their earthen lodges gave new insight to Native American construction techniques. Patrick Gass was also a leader. He was chosen by Lewis and Clark to head a group of men when the Corps split into 3 groups on the return trip from Fort Clatsop. Sergeant Gass was the first to put together a book about the travels of the Corps of Discovery. His book was edited by David McKeon and published in 1807. He was also the one to coin the phrase Corps of Discovery. He was also the last member of the Corps to die. Patrick Gass died on April 2, 1870 at the age of 99. And is buried in the Brook County Cemetery at Wellsburg, Virginia. To learn more about Patrick Gass, just click on the icon and relive the adventure on the LewisandClarkTrail.com.